Tyson Fury says a third fight with Deontay Wilder will not happen. So all these people screaming fake news. When I did the video the other day about the Fury-Wilder trilogy fight being cancelled, well, Tyson Fury says that is the case. I know Shelley Finkel, one of Deontay Wilder's co-managers, has come out and denied it and said the fight's still happening in December. Tyson Fury saying the opposite. Not only that, Bob Arum saying the opposite. This is an interview that Bob Arum did with Pep Talk UK yesterday. And he said, the contract has expired. Go watch the interview for yourselves. So Bob Arum saying the fight's not happening. Tyson Fury saying the fight's not happening. Now it is Team Fury's word against Shelley Finkel. I guess we'll find out in due course who's telling the truth. But point being, this is why you have to take what Shelley Finkel says with a grain of salt to some degree, because he's only one man in this situation. There are multiple other parties involved. So far, he's the only person from the Wilder team who's come out and denied that the fight is off. Whereas from the Fury team, we've had Bob Arum saying it's not happening. We've had Tyson Fury saying it's not happening. And Frank Warren was kind of not as categoric as Fury and Bob Arum, but he said he would be surprised. Or he said words to the effect of, I can't see the Fury-Wilder trilogy fight happening. Now, if that's the case, and Fury-Wilder is not only not going to happen, and by the way, Bob Arum says that the reason that the fight kept getting pushed back was because of the networks rather than because of Deontay Wilder and his team. He said that there was a lot of different college football games and NFL games on the proposed dates for Fury Wilder 3 in December. Therefore, they were looking to push it back to January or February. And when Bob Arum spoke to Tyson Fury, he says Tyson Fury said, nah, forget about this. Let's move on. Let's fight somebody else. I'm not waiting for Deontay Wilder no more. So the way Bob Arum described it, it's as if Tyson Fury is no longer contractually obligated to fight Deontay Wilder for a third time. Maybe the period at which the rematch could happen has expired, like Bob Arum says. And basically, it was then down to Tyson Fury's own discretion, whether he wants to go ahead with the fight or whether he wants to move in a different direction because he's no longer contractually bound. That's the way Bob Arum, you know, made it sound like it was. So anyway, if indeed Team Fury are telling the truth here, then there are several possibilities. And even if the Wilder fight does happen next year, it appears increasingly likely that Tyson Fury, contrary to what Shelley Finkel says, is not going to fight Wilder in December, but he'll fight somebody else. So they're talking about December 5th at the Royal Albert Hall. I think that'll be great. I think Tyson Fury's homecoming is long overdue. He has built up a tremendous amount of support in the UK since the first Wilder fight, really. But he hasn't fought in the UK since before the first Wilder fight. So this will be a homecoming. I think it's tremendous. Hopefully we can get some fans in there to watch Tyson Fury. Now, in terms of potential opponents, well, Oscar Rivas is apparently being spoken to behind the scenes. And Oscar Rivas, I think, is a decent opponent. He's only lost once, and that was on points to Dillon Whyte. He's in shape. He's a relatively young guy. Comes to fight. Decent amateur pedigree. So I think Oscar Rivas is acceptable, definitely. If we look at the WBC ratings here, I forget if it's the top 10 or top 15 the champion's supposed to pick from. I believe under normal circumstances, it's supposed to be the top 10, correct me if I'm wrong, according to WBC rules. But in exceptional circumstances, and the WBC seem to be able to just decide at their own discretion whenever they like what exceptional circumstances are. I believe in exceptional circumstances, the champion is allowed to pick somebody from the top 15 rather than the top 10. So if we have a look at the top 15 here, so Fury is the champion. Povetkin is the interim champion. Imagine if he fought Povetkin. Just to try and snatch food out of Dillon White's mouth. I don't think Povetkin will be allowed to because he's contractually obligated to fight Dillon Whyte right now. And that appears to be happening. So who else we got? Wilder. Well, we know the story there. Usyk. Can't see Tyson Fury taking on Usyk, but I hope I'm wrong. And when I say can't see him taking Usyk on, I mean for a December fight. And Usyk obviously has got the Chisora fight coming up anyway. Luis Ortiz. Now, that fight, I don't know if Fury is talking to Ortiz, but that fight could be makeable, I would imagine. I know that Ortiz turned down the AJ fight when he was in a similar situation to this, but that's because he was being lined up to fight Deontay Wilder for the WBC on pay-per-view. Whereas in this instance, Ortiz has got no alternatives. He's got a fight lined up, but it's against some journeyman, and there's no other prospects on the horizon for Ortiz at the moment. So I have to imagine if he was offered the Fury fight in December, he'd probably take it. Andy Ruiz, that'd be a great match. I'd love to see Tyson Fury take on Andy Ruiz, and it would give him the opportunity to show the world how it's really done against Ruiz. I'm not saying he could. Then again, maybe he would do a much better job than AJ did in the Ruiz rematch. I'm just saying it offers him the opportunity because him and his fans, they all believe that he is the best heavyweight, head and shoulders above everybody else. So if he could take on Ruiz, that would really bolster Tyson Fury's position, because then you could have another like-for-like comparison. Compare Fury's performance against Ruiz to AJ's performances against Ruiz. I think that'd be a good move by Team Fury to take that fight in December, if they could get it made. I don't know if any conversations are being had with Ruiz. And by the way, December 5th, so we're talking about nearly 2 months away. That's plenty of time. Tyson Fury's been in training, so if they can get an opponent secured, let's say this week, it's plenty of time for the opponent to train. As long as they're in relatively decent tick-over shape, they've got enough time for a decent camp and then go into a WBC world title challenge. Dillian Whyte, well, we know he's tied up with Povetkin. Joseph Parker, he seems far too pally with Tyson Fury to ever actually fight him. So we'll see what happens. Daniel Dubois, they're not going to put him in with Tyson Fury at this stage. He's got the Joe Joyce fight anyway. And Frank Warren is saving him for at least another 18 months before he puts him in there with someone like Tyson Fury. Oscar Rivas, have spoken about him. His promoter and Oscar have been speaking, saying how ironic it would be if he managed to get a WBC shot before White. Indeed, it would be ironic. And as I say, that's not a bad opponent for Tyson Fury. I wouldn't grumble at all if Tyson Fury takes on Rivas in December. Hergovich, again, I'd love that fight to happen. But he's only 10-0 at the moment. And yes, I've been asking him to step up. But Tyson Fury in his 11th fight? Hey, if he's up for it, I wouldn't necessarily grumble. But I can't see that fight happening at the moment. Michael Hunter. Now, that is another fight I'd like to see Tyson Fury take in December. I would be surprised and very, very happy if he did take that fight. I think that Tyson Fury knows how dangerous Michael Hunter is. And I don't think Tyson Fury or his backers want any hiccups in this December fight. I think they want to fight whoever in December and then go into an Anthony Joshua undisputed fight in 2021. So I'd be amazed if they took on Michael Hunter. I think he's a lot more dangerous than most of the fans realize. And I think Tyson Fury is smart enough to know that as well. Joe Joyce, he's tied up. Chisora, he's tied up, although Tyson Fury has spoken about giving Chisora a title shot. Let's see. Again, you never know. Maybe it will be a power move on behalf of Team Fury to take a pay-per-view away from Sky. But again, I think contracts will get in the way and Chisora probably won't be allowed to abandon the Usyk fight at this stage unless he fakes an injury or something. But Sky and Hearn and everybody would be... Maybe David Haye would suggest it to him. Because David Haye pulled out of so many fights with highly suspicious injuries to get out of the contract and then signed to fight somebody else in a bigger fight a couple weeks later. So would David Haye whisper in Chisora's ear and say, you know what, Derek? Tyson Fury is interested in fighting you for a third time WBC title on the line. Do you want to abandon the Usyk fight and get a whole heap of money, way more than you're making for Usyk against Fury? Just fake an injury like I did. So, anyway, Chisora is unlikely. Charles Martin, that might be a little fun knockabout for Tyson Fury against Charles Martin. Ajagba's way too green at this stage. His people are not going to put him in with Fury. Then there's Ajit Kabayel. Now, apparently, according to rumors, Kabayel is one of the front runners to face Tyson Fury in December. Kabayel is a proven European level fighter, solid at that level, but he hasn't done anything on the world stage. And from a stylistic point of view, he's not a particularly entertaining heavyweight, excuse me. So if that fight with Tyson Fury was to happen, and again, this is the guy who's ranked number 15 in the WBC, and look, funny things can happen in the WBC rankings. You could be ranked number 20, but when they decide that actually we're going to allow our champion to fight you, you jump from number 20 all the way to number 5. That's quite common in the WBC rankings. I mean, they appear to make it up as they go along. But either way, Ajit Kabayel is number 15. He's not a bad fighter. He's undefeated. I couldn't grumble too much about Tyson Fury fighting him in December. But just from a... And when I say that, I'm talking about in terms of credibility. I couldn't grumble too much. But in terms of entertainment, I wouldn't be expecting much entertainment from an Ajit Kabayel fight. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it'll turn out to be a slugfest. But I doubt it. Tyson Fury would really have to put it on this guy. And I think this guy is just very defensively minded. So, I don't know. That's not a fight that particularly excites me. Now, another name that's been thrown in the mix, and I really hope this ain't going to happen, is Lucas Brown. Lucas Brown at this stage is beyond washed up. This is a guy who got stopped by Dave Allen. That's how washed up Lucas Brown is. No disrespect to the guy, but I'm just being real. And the rumors are that he could get the gig against Tyson Fury. Now look, back in the days, it was quite common for world champions to take non-title fights against whoever, Joe Schmo. And these non-title fights would often be in backwater locations. Like in the United States, there were people fighting small towns. World champions would fight in small towns in non-title bouts just to get about and let the people see them. People who wouldn't ordinarily get the opportunity to come to one of their world title fights, they get to see them in a non-title bout in their local town, in a small, you know, arena. So if that was the case with Tyson Fury, then okay, maybe I could allow him a Lucas Brown fight. But you know this ain't going to be in any backwater. Okay, this fight they're talking about, Royal Albert Hall. Will it be pay-per-view on BT? Quite possibly. Because they put Tom Schwartz and what's the other guy? Otto Wallin on pay-per-view, didn't they? For Tyson Fury in the UK. Now those guys, don't get it twisted. Especially Otto Wallin. He is much better than Lucas Brown at this stage. Otto Wallin. Tom Schwartz, that's debatable. but Wallin is better than Lucas Brown, without a shadow of a doubt at this stage, because Brown is so washed up now. But still, they put both those fights on pay-per-view. And yeah, they'll probably do the same thing with Lucas Brown if that fight got made. It wouldn't be some little backwater fight. Like, let's say Tyson Fury fought up in, I don't know, some small town in Cheshire or Lancashire in a non-title bout. That's how things in the 1990s and 1980s used to happen sometimes. James Toney and Julio Cesar Chavez and Roberto Duran, that's what they used to do in between title fights. Take obscure little non-title fights in these backwater towns. But yeah, that's not the case now, so I'd be horrified. Let's just cut to the chase. I'd be horrified if Tyson Fury fought Lucas Brown now, a guy who got stopped by Dave Allen. Anyway, let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. What have you heard about Tyson Fury and who he might fight? The front runners? Who would you like to see him fight? And who do you think is the most realistic opponent for him? Also, I'd like to hear from those of you who still think the Wilder trilogy fight is going to happen in December. And maybe you're right, but the point I'm making is you can't just listen to Shelley Finkel because he's not the only party involved here. And the people on the other side of the equation, they're backing what the media has come out and said. They're saying that the contract has expired and the fight's not happening, including Bob Arum. So make it out what you will. But let me know about, you know, let me know how you feel about everything I've talked about in this video. I'm out.